We start today's program by catching up with Christine Jones, the businesswoman who very narrowly lost the Republican primary for Arizona's 5th Congressional District in one of the closest races in the state's history. Following a recount, Andy Biggs claimed victory by 27 votes. Jones had also run for the GOP gubernatorial nomination in 2014, but finished third. And Christine, welcome to Here and Now. You conceded to Andy Biggs following the recount, but are you left with a bad taste in your mouth?
Am I left with a bad taste in my mouth? No, not at all. In fact, I think that when you finish well, you live to fight another day, and I did, and so I will. And you can't look back, you can't have a bad taste in your mouth, you can't be disgruntled or any of these other things that happens in our political process, because you have to stay involved and you have to make your voice heard. So that's what I'm going to do.
And observers have said, I would say universally, that you conceded very gracefully, but I'm wondering, just to play devil's advocate, that maybe you didn't necessarily have to, because the district is considered to be a safe Republican seat, the sort of phrasing we tend to use. So presumably you could have kept fighting and not hurt the party's cause. Did you consider that at all?
Well, the answer to this, two different questions there. I could have continued to fight, and we could have pressed the case with an appellate court that said, hey, Your Honors, we wish that you would make sure that every single one of the votes gets counted, and there were around 300 votes that weren't counted that should have been. We could have done that. We could have gone to the Supreme Court for one thing or another. But in the end, the reason I ran for office is to represent people and to do it well. And continuing to fight in an election contest where it's clear that a Republican is going to win, I never viewed as particularly helpful. So while my lawyers and counsel may have said, hey, let's continue to fight this, it was my decision singularly to call Andy Biggs and say congratulations and to move on, because I think in life you just have to take your lumps and continue to fight.
And considering what you said about the ballots and some of the votes, whether they were counted or not counted, whether it affects you or not, is that something you think needs fixing in the system?
It certainly presented an eye-opener for me that there are parts of our system that have been improved greatly, and the county recorder and her staff have done an enormous amount of work to make sure that as few ballots don't get counted as possible, but there's still room for improvement. And I think it's a real opportunity for us to go back and say, how can we reform the system to make sure that every voter knows you must sign your ballot envelope in a way that matches your registration card? And if your signature has changed since you were 18, like mine has, go update your registration. Every single voter should know if you vote in the wrong precinct, there is a federal law that says we must not turn voters away. Nevertheless, if I'm a poll worker, I should be required to tell you, if you vote here, your vote will not count. So if I were you, I'd go to the right precinct. Two very simple things where there's an opportunity for us to make a huge improvement, particularly in close races, and it's not all that hard to solve.
Now, is that something you'll want to keep in the headlines? You want to keep really laying that out? Because a lot of people between elections are going to forget that kind of thing.
I sure hope that you and others who have a platform and have a voice will continue to keep it in the forefront of people's minds. It's possible that this election in November will be very close, especially in some of the congressional races around the state where there's less guarantee that a particular party will win the seat. But even in the presidential race, every single person should know if they made the effort, their voice should be heard and their vote should matter. So I hope it stays in the headlines. I'll continue to beat the drum about this. I'll continue to try to help educate voters. Because I tell you what, even as involved as I am, I've twice run for office in this state. I've been an elected precinct committeeman, an elected state committeeman. I know an above average amount about elections. Even I, as an informed observer of this process, was surprised to find out these things.
You lost by such a small margin. Is there anything you would have done differently in the campaign? Every person I talked to thought your ads, for one thing, stood out. They were interesting. They were intelligent. They were different. But is there anything in the actual campaigning you might have changed?
I wouldn't change a thing. I think ubiquitously, if you talk to people in this state, they will agree we ran the best campaign. And on election night, I think the results spoke for themselves. We had the best ads. We had the best message. With all humbleness, I would say we had the best messenger. And in this cycle in particular, it really helped to be an outsider with a conservative message. We see it all the way from local races up into the presidential level. People are ready for a non-politician. I wouldn't have changed a thing. What I would change is I would like for every vote to count and for the actual voters to choose the outcome of the election and not a court. And that's what happened in this case.
Now, a phrase that's been getting a lot of attention over the past couple of cycles is dark money. And I saw some tweets after you conceded from people saying that, well, it looked like you had been defeated by dark money twice. Are you willing to fight against dark money? What are your thoughts about that generally?
Well, I certainly know that dark money changed the outcome of my election both times, and or at least influenced the outcome of the election both times. And I'm a fierce defender of the Constitution. I believe you have a right to engage in political speech, and it can be anonymous. And so to just sort of say I'm going to, you know, jump into the fray of fighting dark money is such an overgeneralization. I do think candidates should disclose people that donate to them. And I do think if you're going to be a donor, you ought to have some kind of disclosure requirement. What shape that takes in light of the Supreme Court's opinion on political speech is another discussion for another day.
And Christine, finally, are we going to see you run for office again in Arizona?
I don't know if I'll run for office again. What I do know is that I love to make things exist that didn't exist before. So I'll continue to create jobs. I'll continue to try to enable young entrepreneurs to live their dream and fulfill them to commercialization. And as with the last two times, if an opportunity to presents itself where I can provide leadership, I'll sure be willing to take a look at it. That doesn't mean to say I'll do it, but I'll certainly consider it.
Christine Jones was a candidate for the 5th Congressional District primary in the Republican Party and came very, very close to victory. Christine, thank you for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.